Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
Just a reminder that Diet Starts Tomorrow is a podcast for entertainment purposes only. It is not a medical podcast and does not constitute medical advice. Always seek the advice of a physician or a health professional.
Hello and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Lauren.
And I am Emily. And God, it's a good day to be here. It's a good day to be here on Diet Starts Tomorrow.
It's a great day.
With this pink goddess sitting next to me.
And your...
Say something nice about me. I dare you.
I forgot the name of charm necklace. I'm not okay.
Yes, I did get this new charm necklace.
A charm necklace goddess.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's my new statement jewelry. I felt like making a statement today.
What is that statement?
It's that, you know, I'm a vintage bitch. I shop the shops. I'm on Depop. I'm looking for vintage charms. I'm a DIY gal, you know.
That's a good statement.
I'm a woman of the people.
I would call that cool.
Thank you. Nobody else has ever called me cool, ever. How was your weekend?
I had a good weekend. My actual weekend was good. And then my Thursday, Friday was good too. Basically, where Emily's going with this is I've been traveling for the past 2 weeks. Thursday, Friday, I've been out of office at Betches, and I've been on the road doing comedy for colleges, which is something I've done since 2017. But I have, spoiler, come to the conclusion that they are not for me anymore.
College gigs.
And wow, that actually sent an electric bolt of pain through my body as I said it. I was not expecting that. Because I do, it's one of those things, it's like a good breakup where you and the guy, you know, you learned a lot from each other, but
you're still on good terms. You're consciously uncoupling.
Yeah, it's like a conscious uncoupling, I guess, but it's just, so I don't drive, right? I don't have a
Yeah, okay, this is what's crazy. This is the craziest part of it. So Lauren does stand up at colleges, but...
And other places.
Right. But what I'm saying is you've been doing this college circuit and sometimes you have to travel really far, but yeah. You're always going by bus and by train. To me, that seems awful. Like, I can't think of a worse way to spend my weekend than on buses and trains.
It was exciting back when I was, you know, under the mindset of I made it. I'm a real comedian. I'm paying my bills from doing stand-up comedy, you know, and the gigs were fun. Like once I got there, I mean, hit or miss, if we're being honest.
Sure.
But I would say 70% were really rewarding. You know, I love Gen Z. Hey, guys, we have a fun time.
The college kids treat you well. Yeah. You don't run into bullies on the college campuses.
Well, there was one show where I was actively bullied while I was on stage. And there was another one where I was actively hit on while I was on stage. What I'm getting at is...
Don't talk to people while they're on stage.
Don't talk to people while they're on stage. But it just, the thing is, it's very physically taxing on me to travel like this without having my own car because a lot of times I'm also taking flights because it really would be like a 7-hour bus. So for example, the one I did weekend before last, I took the Newark Express bus from Manhattan to Newark in New Jersey. So that's two states. And then I fly from New Jersey to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, three states.
And yeah, I mean, technically, yeah. These states all kind of bleed into each other, but sure.
Let me have this. I'm being dramatic. And then I take an hour Uber to like West Virginia. Okay. So it's like I had to take all these modes of transit, including like a couple Ubers and a couple subways, you know, like this the whole day.
That's so tiring.
It's tiring.
But it would be okay if it was just that, but you have a full-time job.
Right. I work at Betches now. So I have these contracts that I signed like over a year ago. So I have to, you know, go through with them. And I hope the college students don't listen to this because I don't want them to think it was a burden to go see them, but it was a lot. It was a lot on my body. It was a lot on my schedule. I also think my little golden age with the college students is over. It makes me sad to say, but like 2020 to 2023, and yes, I said 2020 because I was doing Zoom shows.
Right, that counts. although you don't need to take a bus.
I loved those Zoom shows.
Yeah, that's nice.
They were very great. Anyways, we had this nice connection where it was like, you know, it was a scary time, or we were coming out of a scary time. And we were just happy to be together and we had fun. And 2024 has been really interesting. Like the gigs that I've had at colleges, this is so cliche, and I am not saying all college students are like this, but it has been a theme where I will be trying to do my show and people are just on their phones. And there's nothing wrong with being on your phone. I love my phone.
No, not during a show. But just don't go to the show.
It's just...
They should check phones at the door.
It just kind of breaks my heart. Like, I wish I wasn't so sensitive, but if I'm performing, like before it was my job, you know, I had to go and I was like, okay, this is my job. They're on their phone. That's fine. I got to get paid. Mama's got to eat.
Yeah, this was your main source of income.
That and working on cruises. I was doing full-time comedy, doing those two things. Now I've got this really fulfilling job here at Betches where I'm making funny content with, you know, everything's fine. And then I've got-
And doing stand-up, and but doing, locally.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you, Emily. And our podcast- And so these gigs that are kind of like left over from a previous life just don't fit in anymore. And on this gig where I went all the way to West Virginia, I don't even know where to start. Let me try to tell this story in less than 5 minutes. Basically, it was so bad. So I show up to the school an hour before my show because that's when soundcheck is. And there's nobody there to greet me. And I can't call anybody because it's in the middle of literal nowhere. Like, we were driving on my Uber driver was driving on, like, a dirt road for 20 minutes.
I was going to say West Virginia. Like, they even have colleges there?
I won't say the name, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure where I was. And I, you know, I get to the cafeteria, and I'm like, I'm here to do a show? And this staff worker at the cafeteria, who saved my life, by the way, like, fully was there for me. I used his phone. I had screenshotted the number that I needed of my contact, and I used his phone to talk with them. And they were like, oh, a student leader will be there shortly to help you to the showroom. I find the showroom. There's an active study hall happening. It's just a cafeteria, by the way. It's just a cafeteria room. Again, they're supposed to meet me at 6. At 6:40, an undergrad, a scared undergrad, runs in like sweatpants and is like, I'm supposed to help with like a comedy thing?
No idea.
No clue. And I go, well, I'm the comedian. And she goes, oh, good. What do I do?
Oh, so now you have to tell her how to help you.
Again, this is not her fault. Like, she is a student who was failed by, you know, a leader who didn't plan this comedy show that I traveled 4 states for, okay? In a cafeteria with no setup. There's, like, fries on the floor. I'm using this random guy's phone to like do everything. Finally, I find and I go, okay, let's just do because I'm so good. I'm actually really good at being chill at these. You would be surprised, Emily. But like,
I would love to see that. I would love to see that.
I'm always prepared for these shows to not be set up properly because again, it's 18-year-old setting it up. So I always go in with the mentality that not everything is going to be right. So I'm always just so chill. Like, okay, well. You know, let's make sure we have this and this, like things that were signed on a contract but aren't happening. So I'm like, okay, let's just have a mic and a mic stand. Let's, you know, bare bones. That's what I need.
Jesus. That's, I didn't even think that's what you meant when you said, like, you have to remind them of things. A mic and a mic stand.
Oh, she freaked out. She was like,
stop it.
No. And so I found a mic. And then she didn't know how to turn it on. So I turned on the mic.
Was it a karaoke microphone?
Pretty
left
much.
Over
from, pretty much. From I'm telling you, this is a cafeteria room.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun. But the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
7 o'clock rolls around. I'm still in my sweats because usually I change into like a pretty dress and some heels and do a show and there's an intro. And so it's literally 7 o'clock. It's time for a show. I'm just like standing in a cafeteria and I basically produce a show. I pull all the curtains down. I'm like, this kind of looks like a backdrop, right? And I move the cafeteria chairs and I go into the cafeteria part where they're eating and I go table to table and recruit people to come to the show. So the only audience is because I got them.
So nobody knew about the show.
Nobody knew about the show. It wasn't promoted. And so I do this like bastardized version of quote unquote stand-up comedy for people who are just confusedly eating their pizza. And here's and this was the show where I got hit on the whole time because I'm like trying to do a show. And like the athletes in the back, they're just like, they came in because I thought I was hot. Not to brag.
No, but of course.
And they go, they're like, miss, I have a question. What are you doing after this?
I don't know, ending my life. I don't know. Like, what? This is awful. Everything you're describing right now is so, this is my literal nightmare. Yeah,
and this is what I, like, moved my life around for, my fulfilling life that I now have, to go and perform for essentially nobody and to get, like, hit on. They also, sorry, this is a funny line.
Were any of them hot, though?
No.
You know what?
They were, Emily, they were, like, they're undergrads.
Yeah, yeah, we're not. I just realized we shouldn't go there. They're legal.
He was like, a redhead with a bob? That's dangerous.
Yeah.
While I'm on stage.
Oh, he literally said
that? I'm literally trying to do a show, and he goes, a redhead with a bob? That's dangerous. He was hitting on me.
Yeah.
In the middle of my set.
Yeah, that's insane.
And then I try to make a joke, and I look at the couple people that I recruit and I go, do you see what it's like to be a female comedian? And they looked horrified. Like, I just ruined everybody's day.
Oh my God.
Anyways, so the show basically didn't happen. Nothing was set up. It's time to leave. The cab company that I hired to take me back. By the way, at this point in my day, two cab companies had called me and they said, there's a tornado warning and a flood warning. I'm not going to come pick you up. And the other one was like, this is too far out of range. We're not going to come pick you up. So I had two cancellations already. I found a third cab company.
Yeah, because you're at a fake college in the middle of the woods.
A fake simulation. I really thought I was going to discover we are in a simulation at the, because it was just like, where am I being taken? Like, this is not on the grid. This
it's not on any map. The only way to get there is via ATV.
It was so upsetting. So this cab driver is calling my friend in the cafeteria's phone because I don't have signal. And then the cab driver loses signal. I'm on a borrowed phone hearing some guy go in and out like, don't worry, I'll find you.
Oh my God.
And it's like pouring rain. There was a flood that day. And so I'm outside of this cafeteria with an umbrella, getting soaked, looking for a cab. Finally, I find him. And then he goes, okay, do you know how to get to your hotel from here? And I was like, no, I don't live here. And he's like, well, I don't have GPS because of the flood. So anyways, basically, he's on his radio asking the cab company to direct him, take a left, take a right, whatever. We find a hill and then we get signal and we cheer because we have signal. And I'm just going to cut to the chase here. He drove me into a river.
Yeah.
He drove me into a river.
Yeah. When you say a river, you mean it was so flooded that it had become a river?
It had encompassed the street. So like it was a street across of a creek, but the creek had encompassed the street, and because he was speeding, we kind of went like under and through it. Like, it was so scary.
So you like hydroplaned across the creek?
It was terrifying.
You could have died.
I know. This is why I'm leaving college gigs, or at least not doing them for a while, or I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be reason enough for me.
They're too dangerous. They're physically taxing. They're mentally taxing. I don't need them for my ego anymore to say, I'm a real comedian. I'm paying my bills with comedy. The quickest way to ruin an art that you love is to make your life depend on it.
It's so true. I mean,
you don't know it till you do it, but it's the truth.
Yeah. And it's like, of course, guys, pursue your passions, but just know on the other side is only darkness. Like, pursuing your passions become your job. And then you have to, especially if you work in entertainment, it's like you're suffering for your art.
Well, I think it's inspiring, honestly, is the conversation we're having, is that people think they're failures because they have this art that they're doing, but they're not doing it full time. So they're like, oh, I dabble, or,
yeah,
oh, I'm a hobby. And it's like, no, you're an artist.
And you're actually probably enjoying it a lot more than if it was your full-time job, mm-hmm. because when it does become your full-time job, then you need to go through all these trials and tribulations of like, always stay hustling and always, yeah. and also doing things because they look impressive.
And you have to change your art too if you're being paid for it. The people who are paying for the art want you to do it a certain way.
Right. Yeah, of course.
So to all the artists who are listening, which hot take, it's all of you, do your art, enjoy your art, but it doesn't have to be your full-time job. Like, you can let that idea go, because take it from me, someone who did that, like, it's not all it's cracked up to be. So my long-winded self-care share, I guess, is that I'm letting college gigs go. It does hurt my soul to say that, because I have really enjoyed them and they've been a big part of my life. But I really like what we're building here at Betches, and I can do stand-up in the city.
Yes,
I'm in New York City.
You're in New York City. It's the best place to do stand-up, and you could always go back to it.
I could. I'm just tired. I'm so tired. My body is mad.
I don't blame you.
My body's so mad.
You almost drowned in a cab. I mean, how many people can say that?
We almost had to sleep in the car too. Sorry, I know we're running low on time, but because we have another segment we want to do. But after we drove through a river, we hit another place where there was a flood, and there was a car that was literally drowned in water, and so we had to redirect. And then there was another flood, so we've hit three floods. And then I went, sir, you can just drop me off at any hotel. Like, I'll find my way back to my hotel in the morning. And he goes, no, you don't understand. We're stuck between two floods. We might have to sleep in my car. Also, sorry, at the cafeteria, my friend at the cafeteria, hi, I told him to listen to this podcast. He taught me how to sleep in the cafeteria if the cab driver never found me, to go to the bathroom, wait till 9:40, come out, and I can sleep on a booth. Which is, I've done crazier things on the road.
On a booth? They had booths in this cafeteria?
Yeah, pretty nice.
And your whole body would fit on the booth? I don't know why I'm stuck on this. I'm just like, I can't imagine.
Are you calling me fat? No.
No. Like, my legs would not fit on.
Yeah, they had, like, these big, circle around booths.
Okay, West Virginia. I'm coming around.
But do you get that I almost, A, slept in a cafeteria, B, slept in a car with a stranger, C, drowned in a flood.
Yeah, no, it's...
For a show that wasn't even produced.
It's bananas, but, like, this is the type of shit that you hear about. I used to do stand-up, and I didn't ever have to do anything as crazy as that because I didn't travel. Not seriously, you know?
Yeah.
But I would always hear stories about my friends who did travel, and just they are so miserable.
It's grueling, and I listen to the universe. I'm going to be woo-woo. And I also believe that if anything in your life feels brute force, like you're forcing it to be good, you want to make it work and it's just not working, step away. Like, to me, I was just like, okay, universe, I hear you. I just have these contracts. So can you please let me live while I work out these contracts? Like, I know this isn't what I'm doing anymore. Stop sending me all these signs. I get it.
Yeah, don't send any locusts or blood or rain or death of the firstborn child. Just for the next 4 months, and then we're in the clear.
Okay, I'm in the clear now. So anyways, that's my big update.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Speaking of the plagues, we are in the midst of Pesach. Hello, my fellow Jews. Happy Passover to all. And don't tell my family that I'm working on Passover. But but I went to a Passover Seder last night, and a member of my extended family said something during dinner that, like, it pissed me off and it took me aback so much. Oh, no. And I was like, I need to tell Lauren about this, because do you remember last week we were in here and Shannon, I hope it's okay that I'm sharing this, but we were talking because you were saying that you were telling me about an experience when you gained weight and you noticed different treatment after gaining weight. Mm-hmm. And I was saying, oh yeah, I mean, I definitely noticed different treatment after I lost weight. And you said something like, oh, I kind of wish that I had that experience, like to see what it was like on the other side.
Or I find it interesting because I only know the fat side.
Yeah. Right. So this is a very constant example of like what it's like on the other side. Mm-hmm. This member of my extended family, who I don't see very often, he asked about the podcast. So I was giving him kind of the elevator pitch. I'm like, yeah, well, it's health and wellness from an anti-diet perspective. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we try to find the humor and sort through these health trends.
Great
and whatever.
Elevator pitch.
Thank you. And he says to me, he's like, oh, well, that's great. Like, you have personal experience with that stuff because, you know, you used to be this big.
Stop.
And now you're, and then you got to be this big. And
he did the sound effects.
It wasn't quite so exaggerated, but I'm telling you, this is something that happens so often when people talk to me about my weight loss, about the size that I used to be. It's like they talk about me like I was some kind of monster.
Yeah,
and they make that inflection like, you know, because you were like so big before, but now you're so teeny. And I'm like, what is that voice that you're doing? It's very I think I'm very sensitive to it, but it is something. And
of course,
and also
you are.
For the listeners, who obviously you can't see what I'm doing with my hands, he also does this hand gesture to signify my shrinking body.
Body was.
You used to be, you know, so big. And he widens his arms to like the width of about a Buick truck. And then he goes, and then you got to be, you know, this bit. And then it's like to the width of maybe my ankle.
Right.
And I'm like, why are you... You realize that this is the same person
it's
that
the
you're
same
talking
soul.
To.
It's the same person. And I hate how... People assume, like, because somebody is now in a smaller body, that they're ready to talk shit about the one that was in a bigger body.
Right. Yes. And I think
we're not on that page.
No. And I have so much compassion for my younger self, you know, and the way that I thought about food. And, like, definitely my weight was due to a lot of unhealthy eating. That's not true for everybody. It was true for me. Mm-hmm. And he's not wrong that some of those experiences do inform things that I talk about. Like he wasn't completely off base in saying that, but it's just this feeling that I always have. Like it always makes me feel so bad.
No, it's annoying.
That I'm expected to like kind of like shit talk my younger self.
Right.
From 10 years ago, when like I know the pain that she was going through and I know all the things that she struggled with. And I'm saying she like once again, like it's another person. But
no, as someone who you love and have compassion for.
Right.
She.
And this is something that please DM me if this has happened to you, any listener that can relate. Like this is something that is hard to explain to people, like the way that people do that, like. You know, because you lost so much weight. And it's like, why is your voice doing that? Like, why?
It's not funny.
It's not funny at all.
No, shame on your relative.
No, it's like, it was so insensitive. And I was like, yeah. And then you have to keep the conversation going like it's fine, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's the Seder and it's not the appropriate time to talk about that.
It's always the appropriate time.
I don't feel like it
is. I'm being silly. But you know what?
No, but like some people are more confrontational. I'm just not. Like I would rather not engage in that conversation because I don't care. Once again, I don't see this person that often.
I was going to ask how, like in the moment, how did it make you feel?
It made me feel like, okay, how do I deflect this? Like how do I kind of like skate by this and whatever? Like it's not something that, I wasn't about to cry. It honestly angers me more than anything else. And I don't, maybe that anger is like displaced sadness or whatever, but I just hate the way that people talk about me in a bigger body. Like I just hate the way that people talk about past me to my face.
I'm so sorry you had that experience. That is some bullshit.
Thank you. And it's also over Passover and it's like not that good food. So you're like, ugh, like you're like pushing things around your plate and you're like, oh yeah, I did lose a lot of weight. Anyway, can we not talk about this? Let's talk about you.
It's kind of like if you tell a joke that calls out sexism or something in an ironic way, but then sexists are like, yeah, that is funny how women shouldn't drive. And it's like, no, that's not what I meant.
That wasn't the funny part.
That might be a stretch of a comparison.
No, I totally understand what you're saying.
Like, of course you're healthy because you lost weight. It's like,
that's not the point, but I can't get into all the nuances of it right now. And like, can we just not do this thing where we're like, you were this big? It's like so cartoonish. Oh,
what about that thing we're always saying to our dear DSTers? Like, what about, I don't think it calls too much attention to yourself if you're like, oh, could we actually not talk about my body size if that's okay? Like, do you feel comfortable saying stuff like that?
I do. And it actually did come full circle later in the conversation because another relative was telling all of us that we looked pretty and not in a creepy way. Like, it was nice. It was, complimentary.
You're very pretty.
But somebody said to that relative, like, you know, you shouldn't, like, it wasn't me who said this. Somebody else said to that person, you know, like, maybe lay off, like, don't, like, tell people, like, don't compliment people's looks right off the bat. Uh-huh. And we had this whole conversation and I was like, you know what? I think it's, like, generally fine if it's not creepy and, like, but I feel weird when people comment on my body. And it was kind of like, I was kind of bringing it full circle without being so obvious about
it. You're like, this is at you, Uncle Jerry.
Exactly. I'm, like, making eye contact with him the whole time.
I don't know if his name is Jerry, but
it was. You actually nailed it.
Great.
One more thing related to Passover, and I saw a past guest of the show actually posted about this earlier today, and I thought it was worth sharing. Past guest of the show, Brittany Modell, she posted something related to eating bread, because for Passover, you're obviously, well, maybe not obviously, you're not supposed to eat leavened bread.
Right.
So that's why we eat matzah. Mm-hmm. And it symbolizes the fact that there wasn't time for the bread to rise when the Jewish slaves were fleeing Egypt.
The more you know.
Yeah. And so that's what it represents. So, like, you can't eat anything with flour in it, essentially. And I don't personally love matzah, but it's like, it's just what you do. But she was posting about why she doesn't restrict for Passover and she doesn't fast for Yom Kippur.
I've seen posts like this. I find them really interesting.
Yeah. And I think for people who have struggled with eating disorders, it's one of those things. And maybe it comes up for Ramadan and like other holidays fasting are involved. But if you've had an eating disorder, I kind of feel like the rules shouldn't apply to you. Like, and I am saying from my experience, I do not fast for Yom Kippur. I don't, because I cannot fast for a whole day. It's very, very triggering to me. Even a couple weeks ago, I had this stomach flu. It was a 24-hour stomach flu. And not eating for 24 hours, when I finally came out of it, it's a very strange thing where it's not like I want to keep that going, but there are a lot of intrusive thoughts that happen, and you just don't want to experience that. I mean, I thought that was worth sharing just because, like, there's a lot of contention.
It's totally worth sharing. I think people should absolutely give themselves permission to opt out of restrictive food parts of their religion if they think it's going to trigger their eating disorder. Obviously, everybody is going to do what's best for them or what they feel is right with their own spiritual religious choices. But I'm going to go ahead as your friend and say, I think that's totally fine, Emily, that you,
thank you,
you aren't going to fast for certain holidays.
Thank you. And, you know, like, I actually think it's completely, I mean, it is completely okay. But I even think according to Jewish law, it would be considered okay. What I mean is, like, there are exceptions. So, like, if you're pregnant, for example, you're not supposed to fast. Or if you're if you have a disorder, like some kind of medical situation that it's dangerous to fast, then they tell you that's the exception. You do not have to fast. So, in my opinion, having had an eating disorder does fall into that category. But I know there's contention in that area.
I would agree with
that. But that's just kind of like my two cents on that. Something that I've been thinking about going into these Jewish holidays.
I think that's a great two cents, Emily. Thank you for sharing.
Oh my God, you're so welcome. That's it for today's episode. Be sure to send your questions to dst@betches.com to get them answered.
Follow us at Everything's Fine on Instagram. If you like this episode, please write us a review. And don't forget to check out our DST merch on shop.betches.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to the show. Follow me at Lauren Hope Crass.
Follow me at Lubination. And guys, remember, we're always with you.
Through thick and thin. Diets Starts Tomorrow is produced by me, Lauren Hopecrass, and Shannon Sassone. Editing by Shannon Sassone. Social media by me, Lauren Hopecrass. Guest booking by Allie Friedlander. Be sure to follow at Everything's Fine on Instagram and send your emails to dst@betches.com.
Betches.